9 minutes and 58 seconds. Pause recording.
Good evening, everyone. This is Sean91 here. I just found a bottle of what I think is fabric conditioner, so I'm gonna treat myself to a quick smell of it because I can. Come on, you bitch. This lid's tight. That's what he said. I don't think it's gonna go. I'm running out of petrol. Fuck you then. I'll have a smell of it sometimes because I like smells. At some point.
8 minutes and fix pause recording.
Now, today, did I make a post this morning? Yes, I did. Not long after I got up after an uncomfortable night's sleep because it's so feckin' warm here. And it's still very, very muggy and humid. And hot, and steamy, and gorgeous, but okay, I'm going to stop now. It's actually getting carried away too. Gorgeous men rubbing me, okay, down on the back of my being. Okay, here you are, lady son. Apparently in some parts of the country today, it has reached a high of 35 degrees Celsius. Button. Okay. Why am I so hyper and happy? I was speaking to Smithy Sparkle this morning, Vanessa. I was talking about every time I go outside in the sun, I go, I feel, and especially when it's quite warm and humid, I don't know why, but I get this really weird rush of happiness going through me. Does anyone else get it? It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, it is amazing. It's amazing because I said it's amazing, okay? But one thing I have tried to do today is there's an app that you can download.
6 minutes and 25 seconds. Pause recording. Bye.
From the App Store on both iOS and Android devices. We are a mobile phone. We have no feelings. I hate you. Where? Okay. What the hell's wrong with me tonight? Yeah. There's this app called Gyroscope that it's a community of its own, but it's owned by Twitter and interacts with Twitter itself. Basically, you can use the app to film. To film something, anything, just your daily life to an extraordinary event or something, and whilst it gets filmed, it gets broadcast live across the Periscope community. And if you tell it to do so before you start the broadcast, once you press the start broadcast button, it'll tweet a link for you so that your Twitter followers can see it as well. And you can use your Twitter account to log into it and access it and sign up to it and things like that. So you're connected with Twitter as well. By default, the Twitter feed is activated.
4 minutes and like pause recording.
But you can toggle it off before you start the broadcast. And you can also whilst you're broadcasting and people tune into it, they can chat to you in real time. I'm not sure how to do it, but I think you just keep tapping on the screen to show that you like the video. Yeah, and you can also browse other people who are streaming in real time as well, and you can just tap into it and that. And I was watching this Italian guy not long ago taking a walk around St. Peter's Square in Rome with his children. I know it's not very interesting, but St. Peter's Square is interesting. And why did VoiceOver just jump from the screen?
Publish. Time to call. 2 minutes and 53 seconds. Pause recording.
Button. Ah, well. It's quite a cool app because you can film something, it goes live, and you can be interacting with people in real time. Even while you're just talking or filming. Because people will see it and they'll tune into it. One of my videos got... I know it's not very good, but it's good enough for a start. One of my videos, when I was doing my first like test broadcast, it got over 58 views in real time. But you do have to be careful. Like, I try and do, if I'm outside, I try and do it discreetly so that people don't suddenly become aware I'm filming them. But people do it all the time. Like, I've watched people who seem to be in crowds and they're not bothered, because a lot of people film videos on their phone now and even live stream.
1 minute and 37 seconds. Pause recording.
But yeah. It seems like a pretty cool thing. I've quite enjoyed using it. Yeah, I'll publish this now and I'll speak to you guys later.
58 seconds. Time to publish. Button.